A four-day working week, artificial intelligence and remote working are among the topics being debated at the Irish Congress of Trade Unions conference, which opened in Belfast this morning. More than 600 union representatives from across Ireland are taking part in the three-day conference. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan is in Belfast for us this afternoon. Brian, the theme, I gather, of the conference is securing the future in uncertain times. Is that sense of uncertainty in the world right now being reflected among the delegates?
I think so, yeah, Rachel, particularly when you look at that threat of tariffs, the threat to Ireland's corporate taxes that we've become so reliant on. And one of the big themes here from the Irish Congress of Trade Unions is trying to move the country towards what it describes as a new economic model, which reduces Ireland's reliance on corporate windfall taxes. And they're saying the way you do that is to encourage greater investment in infrastructure, greater support of domestic enterprises, and the greater backing of collective bargaining. And I think what we see as well at this year's conference is a real reflection in the motions of the changing nature of work. You mentioned some of them there in your introduction. Remote working, the rise of artificial intelligence, and all the various challenges that are now facing people in the world of work and navigating through those kinds of things. There are also motions on the surveillance of journalists, increasing redundancy, statutory pay, increasing pay, pensions. So really covers the gamut. And it's a three-day event. It starts today. It'll run until Thursday. As you said, 600 delegates from across the island of Ireland speaking about the challenges facing workers right now and the changes they feel they need to see. One of the ones you mentioned there, Rachel, that I think everybody will be talking about is the idea of a four-day working week. Wouldn't we all love it? And I suppose the cynics would go, oh, that's never going to happen. Not so, say the unions, because they say there was a time where people said a five-day working week wouldn't be a reality, or an eight-hour day wouldn't be a reality, but they're saying it is something one can aspire for and one can fight for. I've been talking to the delegates here throughout the morning, getting a sense of what are the big issues for them. We can hear now some of what I was told.
John O'Connell, General Secretary of Financial Services Union, and the motion we're speaking on today is regards to remote working.
Tell us about the remote working motion, John. What are your concerns when it comes to remote working? We're seeing a bit of a rollback, aren't we, in the wider economy at the moment?
Well, we're seeing in remote working the outworkings of the code of practice, and that's shown to fail workers miserably, really, in terms of them trying to get access to remote working for personal reasons, for work reasons, for flexibility reasons. And the code of practice so far has been tested a number of times in the RRC and shown to be falling far short of what workers require in terms of remote working and getting access to remote working. We had a case last week where we had a worker who couldn't access remote working. He won on the grounds that he wasn't given sufficient notice, but found that there was no compensation due, which shows the weakness of the legislation. We want like-minded unions to work with us in challenging the code of practice and seeking an update, an urgent update to the code.
How would you strengthen it? What would you like to see changed in that code?
I think people have to have a right to remote working, right? There are circumstances can be taken into account. Lots of workers, in conjunction with their employers, including members of our union, have robust remote working arrangements in place. We'd like to see that strengthened so that every worker should have a right to remote working, at least to have their case heard in circumstances where maybe the employer doesn't agree or there needs to be a work through of what the challenges are. But that's a really, really important part of it, that people have access to a fair hearing to their right to remote working.
My name is Alison Regan. I'm the president of the Dublin Council of Trade Unions. Our motion is on the four-day week and how important it can be to members.
Look, it probably for a lot of people would be the dream, wouldn't it, to get a four-day working week. Can that work in practice?
I think it can. I think it would be less stress on transport, less stress on childcare. It can only be for the good of family life.
You're here speaking about it this week at this conference. What would you like the trade union movement to do in terms of getting this over the line?
Well, I would like them to rally, looking for government support, and just in general, start campaigning on this 4-day week.
And that was Alison Regan, who's the president of the Dublin Council of Trade Unions. She was speaking to our correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.